magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, January 15th, 2019. So much going on. I didn't even have a chance yesterday to share some of the updates, so I'm going to purge it all on today, Marianne.
Okay. Right?
A lot going on. Mailings being sent out. The Great News Radio Children's Choir is going to be singing with the Globetrotters, or singing for the Globetrotters and for all the audience.
So cool.
On the 25th. Let me look at my notes here. Memorization Monday. Yeah. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard my conversation with Robert Morgan, author of 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. Such a great guy. And he's written many, many books. And this is just happens to be one that I saw on my bookshelf. I don't know how long I've had it, maybe for some years. And I thought, I'll do some reading that night. And if you tuned in the last few Mondays, you've heard how enthusiastic I am about it. And then I think, was it last Tuesday or Wednesday when you were on? You're equally excited, which is great.
I'm very excited.
You're going to be joining me on future Mondays.
Good.
So you'll be my co-host on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Ah. Well, you know, I think everybody's had this experience of going to their bookshelf, and it's like a book is highlighted. Yeah. And you haven't really seen it, sort of, for years. And you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's what happened. I pulled it out. I thought, no, I'll just read this before I go to sleep. And then within a couple of days of reading it, and all the chapters are like 3 to 5 pages, I was convinced, and I've already told this story over the air, that I have to share this with the Great News Radio listeners. This is something that we need to do together. Mm-hmm. And I'm just pumped. And so if you tuned in yesterday, you heard the author, Robert Morgan, build a case, if you will, an argument, why we should be saturating our minds and hearts with Scripture, and hopefully that's going to encourage you to be a part of future Memorization Mondays, and you can find out more and sign up with the WooFoo form that's all set. I think we're over 20 different people that want to do it, and I'd say over 20 because I know Jerry Selfrick, he's going to do it with, I think, a small group of 5 or 6 people, and there's other people that are talking about doing it with their family, or there was a friend that was in, he said he might do it with his 2 sons or turn it into a family devotional with his wife, and they all go through it together.
Well,
I'm excited about
how fun to have, like, know that other people are doing this kind of a group.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and those
it's
that
encouraging.
Have, yeah, those have come by and picked up the book here at the Great News Radio Center. In fact, I had 30 more ordered because we ran out of our initial 30.
Right.
I've told them all this, that we'll probably have some kind of potluck or gathering, special speaker.
I like food.
All right, we all like food. Just to get people that are doing this together, and I don't know, maybe have a special speaker talking about the influence Scripture memory has had on them, or maybe we'll have some testimonies of
together in unison.
Yeah. I don't want to put pressure on somebody
I don't have mine done.
Yeah, I don't have my verse this
We're
week.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, we'll turn it into a fun evening. But you need to sign up so I have your email address, and then I'll be sending out future updates. Those that signed up, they already have received the announcement that yesterday we were going to have Robert Morgan on. Also, they get some special links to resources and then the printouts of the 100 verses. So
great. Let's talk more about the potluck. I want to have chicken pot pie at the potluck.
Chicken pot pie,
My brother and I were talking about chicken pot pie, and my mother used to make the greatest one. Where can we go to get a chicken pot pie that's fantastic? And
Cracker Barrel has a pretty good one.
Do they?
Yeah, people really enjoy that. I think that's one of Marge Ketchum's. No, she loves the meatloaf there.
Yeah, well, I
Maybe
do.
Her
I've had the meatloaf there.
Yeah,
it's good.
Meatloaf's there. Yeah, we'll get on a food subject. Well, we'll probably somewhere down the road for the rest of this month on Memorization Mondays, we're still building
the case.
You're
getting this back on track.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm going
to
lead towards the potluck again. And then come February 4th, the first Monday in February, we'll probably begin on our first verse.
Okay.
And then after a few weeks of maybe doing verses together, we'll have our first gathering in a potluck, like that. That's kind of the timetable at this point. Subject to change. Maybe on tomorrow's program we'll have new ideas.
All different. No.
Okay, so Memorization Monday, if you missed yesterday, my interview with Robert Morgan, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. And if you've seen my or the station's or the Prime Life Times Facebook posts, I put it everywhere. The Great News Radio Children's Choir has the opportunity to sing two songs before the Globetrotters and the Nationals come on to the court.
So great.
Yeah, that came through. They asked me if I, you know, wanted to help them get the word out about the Globetrotters. And I said, oh, we've done that in the past. And then I started thinking it through and said, well, you know, the Singing Men have sung the National Anthem a few times, I think three different times in the past.
And you kind of emceed something.
Yeah, one time I was like a song leader out there.
G-L-O-V-E, yeah. Globetrotters was their name.
There was a team of superstars. Globetrotters was their name. Oh, G-L-O-B-E-G. Well, anyway, so I led that one. And then I also led one, if you're happy and you know it, everyone knows that. Clap
Nobody
your hands.
Nobody but you could and, get up in front and do that.
Oh, yeah, I walked around
Great
the court. I had
God
a lot of fun. But we're going to do that. So the children's choir is going to do, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. And then if you're happy and you know it, dribble the ball.
Oh, fun.
And if you're happy and you know it, shoot a three. If you're happy and you know it, shoot a three.
Great
if you're happy and you know
choir
it, then your face should surely show it. Then if you're happy and you know it, shoot a three. And then we'll have the all the children shooting the three or dribbling the ball. That
you
will be an animated group.
You need to go back to Gus. What is that thing? Gus Macker?
Oh, the old Gus.
There's
that trophy over there.
I know.
So that's going to all be happening on January 25th. It's a Friday night. But wait, there's more.
Oh, my.
Discounted tickets for all the Great News Radio listeners and friends and family
Ooh
members. I have a contact person and a phone number.
Oh,
so
wow,
typically
that's
the
fun
tickets are like $32 to $85, depending on like your court side or A or B section. But for all the Great News Radio listeners that will call this number and mention the Great News Radio Children's Choir and talk to Olivia, they can get tickets for $22. So that's $10 less than anyone else could get them.
That's great.
And if you buy them online, just say you go to the State Farm Center and buy them yourself, there's a $7 facility fee that everyone gets charged. Then there's a $4.50 to $7 per ticket fee on every ticket. So if you're going to go say, hey, I heard about the Globetrotters, I'm going to get tickets,
yeah,
you order them online, you go to the State Farm Center to order it, you would get like a $22 ticket, but then you have to pay the $7 facility fee and then a $3 or $4 or $5, depending on the ticket, per ticket fee.
Oh.
So it ends up being like $32, $34.
Okay.
But
okay, I'm
because
waiting
you're tuned in today,
because that didn't sound good,
you can pass this on to your friends and family members for $22 if you call Olivia direct.
Oh.
She will handle all the tickets. You won't have any of those additional fees.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm going to give a phone number out, but if you're driving along and you can't write this down, just call the station. Karen has all this information. But you would call Olivia at 678-497-1869. And Karen will have this number. And mention Great News Radio Children's Choir, and you can get in to see the Globetrotters on Friday night, January 25th, for $22.
That's
so
fun.
So there's going to be a lot of fun. So we're the pregame festivities.
Oh, okay.
So I think the Globetrotters is at 7 o'clock, but they have all these happenings and autograph signatures,
yeah,
and fun shenanigans,
so
things
come
that
early
go on. So you're going to come early. And the children will probably sing around 6:30.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're part of the pre-game festivities.
Are they going to wear those red outfit, those red,
yeah,
shirts?
I don't know if they'll be the red shirts or the green shirts,
red
or
shirts,
the green
sounds
red
like a soccer
shirts
team,
yeah,
or something.
Because I think the Nationals might be green, and we don't,
oh,
want them to,
oh,
seem
my goodness,
like, you know,
like you're,
yeah,
choosing a team,
yeah,
ahead of time.
Right. So I got to think that through.
Get those kids off the stage.
Yeah.
They're with the wrong team.
The Globetrotters are red, white, and blue, so maybe,
oh,
we'll just be with the red shirts on.
That makes sense.
But I think green might be the national color.
Oh, funny.
So we don't want to, you know. So anyways, if you want to get tickets or join us and hear the Great News Radio Children's Choir sing on the 25th before the Globetrotters event, and you want to attend, call Olivia at 678-497-1869 and mention Great News Radio, and you'll get in for $22. So
what a fun thing.
And let's see.
You got your newsletter going out, right?
Newsletter's going out. Newsletter has gone out.
Oh,
of
oh
course, there's still time if you want to receive that. It got printed up and picked up on Friday. And if you gave a donation to this radio ministry throughout 2018, you automatically get it with your end-of-year tax letter. It's kind of like a tax summary letter that says, you received no goods and services, so you can deduct this amount off your taxes.
That's why your right arm was hurting yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Signing those letters.
Yeah, the carpal tunnel after 22 years of sighted thank yous. It's still holding strong.
Holly said, his right arm's hurting.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I've been starting to play racquetball again. I'm trying to get that going, and I'm playing a little more table tennis in the evening and on the weekends.
You got to pick up pickleball.
This is all training for pickleball, which is highlighted in our January edition of the Prime Life Times. Okay, so that's enough. I'll save my Beef House comments. We did make a delivery to the Beef House.
Yeah.
You know what? If you just get the soup and salad bar.
Let's talk food.
You know, for 10 or 11 bucks, I mean, that's a great deal because it's all you can eat salad bar, which is fabulous.
And
then
rolls.
You get those rolls.
You do get the rolls.
And then you get the.
That's important.
Was it strawberry jam?
Oh,
whatever.
I love that.
It's great.
Oh,
and then they have that brown sugar one. Holly used it. I just had the bread and butter and strawberry jam, but there's. Oh, you're going to break another. Microphone.
I'm having some trouble.
I don't
here,
let
Paul.
Marianne use this microphone anymore. She
you
destroys
said I
things.
Could. Yeah. I was recording something. The whole thing fell. I was trying to move it. Okay.
No,
we're
taking
a short
right.
break while I try to put the microphone back in front of me.
So,
okay.
Anyways, after last Thursday's English conversation class, Holly and I, they didn't have the new papers at the Beef House or at the Covington County Market. So I thought, we can go there and maybe get a few
that's
gift
a rough
cards.
Life.
And, yeah. So I drove out. But for like the salad bar is $8.
Yeah.
And that's certainly worth it,
for
two or three times. And then the soup, a cup's like $2.50. The bowl, I think, was $4.50. But for basically around $10, you get spoiled and pampered and, you know, cloth napkins and great service. And I don't even like broccoli, but their broccoli soup is so good.
Oh, broccoli cheese
creamy.
Soup?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Well, we have a recipe in the paper for that.
Do we?
Yeah, broccoli cheddar. Oh, my goodness. Bette Schmidt, she's a great person. Betty Schmidt.
Well, anyways, the Beef House. So we did a quick little visit.
Yeah.
We loaded them up with three bundles of papers. Then we went to the Covington County Market, loaded them up, and then came right back. But, yeah, it was a great little outing. And for, you know, the $20 or so, it was well worth it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are the singing men
going to sing at the Beef House this year? Or
not probably this year.
Okay.
I don't know. We might decide it right now in the
let's
air.
Do
that
it.
Would be something.
Are you
that
listening,
we
Steve?
Do. Yeah. I don't know. We are working on our repertoire and where we're going to be singing.
Yeah.
And we haven't done that for some years,
so
maybe it's time to return. But it's certainly time to return to Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins, Chapter 31, A Light in the Darkness. If you're a regular listener on Tuesdays, you know we read a chapter or two each and every week. And we do have copies here available at the Great News Radio Center for $15. So stop in when you're going to pick up your 100 Bible verses and just bring a check or bring $25 and you can get both books and be on your way.
That's nice.
Sign up for the memorization, though, Mondays at our website, greatnewsradio.org.
I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Chapter 31, A Light in the Darkness. I was 10 years old when I saw my first shipwreck. What was left of it, anyway? The actual wreck had happened some 400 years earlier. My father and I walked on the white beach of Mozambique that hot, sultry morning on the coast of East Africa. A place of astonishing natural beauty, a place that can take your breath away. The glowing azure sea came right up to the pristine white sands that stretched for miles. Further down, near the dunes, with their feathery green growth, lions roamed and would come right down to the sea in the evening. In the midst of this beauty, tied down with massive and rusted iron chains.
I just have to stop for a minute.
Oh, dude, please, yes.
Yeah, I just think it's so incredible. You're thinking lions roaming down. You know, we might see possums or raccoons or, a ground squirrel or something. These were real lions. I mean, I think it's so much out of our realm of experience that it's amazing to think, wow, real lions.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, they do.
Just couldn't let it go by.
That's okay.
I was thinking of those possums that we see in the Midwest here.
No, ocean either. In the midst of this beauty, tied down with massive and rusted iron chains with links the size of a man's waist, was the old ship. Along with the old lighthouse, still in use above it, the ship was the one sightseeing item the entire region seemed to claim as noteworthy to visit. little did they know that for those unaccustomed, of which there were very few of us then, the very air and dramatic beauty were much more enticing. In its day, the ship had been a Portuguese seafaring vessel. Nearby residents talked vaguely of a treasure it had carried, their story a remnant of some nearly forgotten tale handed down to them. History books speak of ships failing often on that blue coast of Mozambique, one with priceless treasure from ancient China in it. Old stories, the facts lost now in the cold depths of a cold sea. I stood under the steaming African sun as it cast shimmering heat waves over the ocean and stared at the old thing. Whatever it had been, and whoever had been on it, things had gone badly, very badly indeed for them. And here we were, so many long years later, staring at what had been their disaster, their story untold and unknown, dying a long, slow death by ocean, sand, and heat. Shipwreck. I recently read that one of the largest treasure troves ever found had been discovered in a 17th century shipwreck in the Atlantic, where countless ships went down. It was filled with bountiful treasure sent to buy the loyalty of the Italian Duke of Savoy. It never made it. I don't know how this 17th century story with the Duke eventually turned out, but the treasure to buy his agreement is currently being retrieved from the bottom of the sea. How many of us, with our lives, our ships, filled with treasure of a different kind, wreck our boats on the shoals and the jagged rocks of life? The great lighthouses that speckle this planet, that rise high above the ground on so many shores, were put in place in a time when light, not computers or radar, but light, was the best and safest thing to be guided by. The sun, the moon, the stars, and the lighthouses. A seaman, far out to sea, saw that lighthouse beacon, and then he knew where it was safe, where it was not, and how to maneuver in the darkness he was forced to make his way through. We live in a world that appears, in certain ways, to also be heading toward shipwreck. Oh, that the church and its people would shine out again, shine out, to a world nearing shipwreck. This way, go this way, and not over there, where the rocks will destroy you and tear you to shreds. Pay attention to the light. We care for your safety, for the safety of your soul. We've heard the old stories of pirates and scoundrels who grabbed hold of the lighthouse and turned the great light off and misled the sailors. Or walked the reef.
Ah, those scurvy dogs.
Gosh, you scared me. I was not expecting that. Wow. Okay. Where were we?
Or walked the reefs.
Walked the reefs.
Walked the planks, you scurvy dog.
Great sound effects.
Or too much sugar in me this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
all that talk about food, you know, I'm just getting ready for
chicken
lunch soon.
Oh, great. Or walked the reefs with the lanterns to deceive the sailors and lure them to rocky and dangerous land. I wonder, how many of us have allowed scoundrels and less than well-intentioned folks to mislead our churches, our families, or our children? There were few things more serious to the seafaring communities in those long-ago years than the lighthouse staying in safe, rightful hands. Otherwise, disaster would strike, thieves would make off with the goods, and good and decent people would be shipwrecked. It's of great importance to us, too, that the lighthouse of the church stay in hands that will look out for the best for the people, will shine the light of truth and valor, and will not be ashamed for the light to knife through the darkness like a penetrating signal of hope. When I remember that wild coast of Mozambique, with its ever-important lighthouse, I am convicted of the importance of light in the darkness. There are people at sea, drifting. As Jesus said, no one lights a lamp and hides it in a clay jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, they put it on a stand so that those who come in can see the light. Luke 8:16. Father, let my light so shine before people that they're drawn to you. Teach me never to be ashamed of who you are and of what you've done for me. Give me a courageous heart. Save me from treachery, from misguided thinking, whether my own or from others. Let your word be a light to my feet and bring me safely home.
A Light in the Darkness, Chapter 31, out of Memories of an African Son by Marianne Simpkins. I almost jumped in about
Well, you did jump in about pirates. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I was going to tell the story. I know what the pirates used to do. Sometimes they'd turn out the lighthouse and, and then they would mislead people so they'd get shipwrecked. And it's like, oh, about a year or two ago, I read this in your book. So I'm glad I didn't say anything, because then you recounted it right here.
That's
like,
funny.
Another thing I thought about that you read was how sometimes in the church there are wolves in sheep clothing, and how sometimes those that we lean into or look up to could be wolves, or in this case like pirates, and we have to be really careful. And thank you, God, that so many of our pastors and church leaders are godly people that hold to God's truth and His Word and divide it properly and teach it. And
it brings us back to
Memorization Mondays.
It does, because nothing takes the place of knowing the Word of God yourself.
Yeah, we need to know God's Word. We need to have it influencing our decisions in our minds and hearts, saturating our thought life. And when we wake up and when we lay down and when we walk along and impress them upon your children. That's in the second group of verses.
Oh, is it?
That's Deuteronomy 6:6.
Oh, my goodness.
6:6 and 6:7. I'm starting to apply it.
Really, I mean it.
Yeah, come on. And join the Memorization Monday Challenge at our website, greatnewsradio.org. But I'm getting excited as I do think about these verses oftentimes.
That's neat. That's great.
We're starting to work on them with Esther. And so, exciting times if you tuned in
yesterday.
What did
she think of that verse?
That's way down the road.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that impress them upon your children. Yeah. So
that's great.
Yeah, Memories of an African Son. Thank you for joining us on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
If you've been a part of this ministry for the last year or so, we've been reading a chapter or two. This was chapter 31. So we've done this for at least 30 weeks.
Yeah,
or
we
28
have.
Weeks.
Yeah,
I think
we
a couple times we read two chapters, but.
Send an Amazon review if you like it. I'm trying to start promoting it again, so that'd be helpful.
Oh, Amazon, and it's Memories of an African Son, S-U-N. The author, our very own Marianne Simpkins, S-I-M-K-I-N-S. And the 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, you can pick that up here at the Great News Radio Center for $10. So
I'm so glad he was open to being interviewed.
Oh, yeah. Great
so
guy.
Great.
Just appreciate him. And in fact, we had some conversations off air.
Did you?
And I think I really energized him, because he I said, hey, we've already gone through 30 books. We're now into our second set of 30 books.
That.
Yeah.
He really has a heart for this.
Yeah, he has a heart for people
does.
Getting God's Word
you
in
can
their
tell.
Heart. So. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you. Have a great day and night.